This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four others on Saturday, the militant group's media reported, and the Israeli military said it had killed four more gunmen in a separate strike. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tul Kam, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike, during what it described as a counter-terrorism operation in Tul Kam. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike, and news agency Wafa said four people died in the second. Region-wide tensions soared this week after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran on Wednesday. Israel neither claimed nor denied responsibility for the incident.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. Secretary of Defense has overridden plea agreements for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attack's victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Kingdom police readied Saturday for more far-right protests across England after a third night of rioting linked to misinformation about a mass stabbing that killed three young girls. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Four officers were hospitalized after a tense standoff outside a mosque in northeast England. The protests over the past few days have seemingly erupted after a 17-year-old was arrested over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and several wounded. False rumors spread online about the young man's identity. A judge in court in Liverpool has ordered Axel Rudakubana to be identified in part to stop the spread of misinformation. Rudakubana was born in Wales to Rwandan parents. Demonstrations are expected over the next few days, including in Belfast, Cardiff, Liverpool, and Manchester. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Thousands of people are rallying in the streets of Venezuela's capital in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. The government has declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of last Sunday's poll, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. Opposition leaders say tally sheets they obtained from polling centers nationwide show Maduro clearly lost. The government arrested hundreds of opposition supporters who protested on Monday, and the president and his cadres have threatened to lock up opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and her hand-picked presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez. Donald Trump says he'll skip an ABC debate with Kamala Harris in September and wants them to face off on Fox News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
In a social media post, former President Donald Trump says he agreed to a debate with President Biden on ABC, not with Kamala Harris. And earlier in the week, inserted a dig against her at a black journalist convention.
You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Also Wednesday, Vice President Harris challenged him to keep the September date.
Because as the saying goes, if you got something to say,
these differing plans, though, seem to make it increasingly unlikely the candidates will confront one another face-to-face before the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky led a strong showing for the United States at the Paris Olympics as both Americans added to their gold medal collection on day 8 of the Games. Biles won her 7th gold and 10th overall medal by winning the vault. She has now won 3 golds in Paris. Ledecky joined Michael Phelps as the only swimmers to win an event at 4 straight Summer Games. Taking the 800-meter freestyle for the 4th time, Ledecky won her 9th Olympic race to match 4 others for 2nd in any Games. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.